vital.
No. And your grandfather on your father's side, he was a farmer. Did he homestead?
He homesteaded, yes, but I don't think he would have been counted a farmer. Mm-hmm. They were more ranchers than they were farmers, and there was a difference back then. Of course, now it's all kind of combined, you know, that a farmer usually has a good herd of cattle, and a ranch usually does a little farming, but back then there was a difference between the two.
Now, how about you on your mother's side of the family? What were their names? What were your grandmother and grandfather on that side of the family?
My granddad's name was Charles, and my grandmother's name was Bertha. And her maiden name was, and she came from Germany. Or I don't know whether she did, but her family came from Germany. And we've got a member of her family that has done a family tree and traced her family back into the 1700s.
My goodness.
Mm. So he really did a lot of work on this.
Now, their last name, though, her last name was before she married, but their last name was okay. So. And how about your grandfather on that side? Where was he born? Do you know? Or do you know where they were born?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. Do you know?
I think he was born in Kentucky, but I'm not sure about that. But I think he was.
Okay. Probably from England, would you say? His family?
They were English.
They were English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like an English name.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell me your wife's name.
Ella.
Ella. And what was her maiden name? Okay.
And I met her in California when I was working at Douglas Aircraft.
Okay. She was born in California?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And again, just similar questions. Her education, how far did she go along?
She graduated from high school.
Okay. And did she work or was she a housewife?
Well, both.
Yeah.
She started out, when we moved here away, for 1 year she ran the little cafe down here. And so after that then, well, the school board come and ask her if she would be a secretary of school, and she was only at that time she only had to work, as I recall, 2 days a week or something like that, but it gradually worked into a steady job, and she worked 23 years as secretary of school.
My goodness.
So she retired from that.
And where was her family from originally? Do you know their ethnic background?
Well, her came from Arkansas.
Okay.
And before that, I think Kentucky.
Okay.
And her mother's name was and they're Scandinavian of some kind. I'm not sure. Anyway, that her mother lost her parents, and she was farmed out, you know, and so her childhood was kind of rough.
Mm. Mm. Is that a trying to think what that name would be from? It would be. Would you think be?
I never did get it out of them exactly what all they were.
Yeah.
I know that her dad had just a little tiny trace of Indian in him.
Huh.
Seemed to me like he said he had an eighth Indian. Or,
okay.
And I tried several times to find out what all they were, and I never did find out for sure what all they were.
Okay. Now, just a couple of pronunciation items. You'd mentioned your mother. Now, the opposite of mother is what?
You mean father? Or,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And now, how many, you mentioned that y'all have, tell me about your offspring, I guess.
Okay, well, I got three daughters.
Uh-huh.
And one of them's in Denver, and one of them's in Fort Collins, and one of them's in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. Okay. Now, you would call those, they would be your what? Your, just looking for the word. For your offspring. Another word for offspring is...
Oh, my daughters, you mean?
Or if all of the three of them together would be your...
my family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever use children?
Beg pardon?
Would you ever use the word children?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Children and kids.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Couple other words that I was looking, wanting to know if people around here use. When you're talking about bringing up your children, how would you explain...